damn. God dang, god dang, god dang it, dang. If you are overthinking, especially if you got ADHD, but everybody overthinks, let's just be honest. To some capacity, everyone overthinks. And today I was on a morning walk and I've always talked about MIA, massive imperfect action, massive inspired action. Recently, I've been talking about MOA, massively overthinking all my actions, which by and large, for the last couple of years, I've been doing a lot more MOA than MIA. And I went into this year with the intention that this is the year of massive imperfect action. I looked at the success I had in my life and a lot of it came from taking imperfect action, like just having a thought, being inspired and acting on it, not overanalyzing it. And what I find is that over time, all these little traumas, challenges, deaths, this, that, and the other thing all stack that make you analyze what is going to happen. Now, a lot of it is subconscious. You're not actively initially engaging in this negative thought, but your brain is automatically going, whoa, hold on. You've done that before. We know how that turned out. And then what happens is, as you seem to know how everything turned out, and if you know how everything turned out and how it turned out was not well, then what happens? You're probably not going to take an action because you already know the outcome. And if the outcome ain't positive, then you're not going to do anything. I know that's at least true for me. I had so much action and so much massive action that I took that I had so many things that my brain said, nope, 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 nope. And it moves at 100 miles an hour telling me no. And so to retrain and reprogram my mind, to retrain and reprogram your mind, I came up with three new letters. They're letters that already existed, by the way. They're not new letters. Maybe you laugh. Maybe that made you smile. Anyways, TIA. T-I-A. Can you guess what those three letters stand for? So cheesy. Can you guess what those stand for, Anna? T-I-A stands for tiny imperfect actions. Tiny imperfect actions. Take a tiny imperfect action because it is the tiny, little, bitty, mighty actions that make a massive difference. You know, there's all sorts of things in this world that are very tiny that make a big and small difference. Well, excuse me, they make a big difference, but they're small, right? Like they're huge little things. This is going awry right now. Tiny and perfect action, tiny but mighty. The tiniest things can make the mightiest difference. And so when you're, if you want to take a book out of Top Gun Maverick, don't think, just do. Many things, when it comes to especially business and creativity, most things we're thinking about, they aren't life or death. Now, use your best judgment here, but I find that a lot of things that I'm thinking about recording this video, at the end of the day, it's fairly safe to record this video, right? Like right now I'm in my office, there's nobody around. I got on here, I clicked a button, it's going out into the ether and someone will hear it, right? Someone will hear this and go, Tia, that sounds like a cool thing. Is it not to be mistaken with tea? You know, the thing you drink, the Ted Lasso says, brown water. No, it's Tia, T-I-A. Tiny imperfect action. So I just encourage you today to take a tiny imperfect action. Don't think, just do. You know, Mel Robbins has 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You can count down to whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. But don't think of it as something big, monumental. Oh my gosh. You know, my man Steve Hardison once said, I don't sweat the small stuff and there's only small stuff. And when you start to create a mind that doesn't put heavy, large, hard weight on every single action you're going to take, I can tell you. Creating content right now, which really one of the biggest things that was missing professionally from my life as a person who wants to make an impact, wants to inspire, wants to encourage, wants to, you know, help, you know, people's dreams not die in their hearts, heads, and hard drives. I realized that I was doing a lot of things behind the scenes, but I wish I could have heard and found me and my voice and what I'm saying and what I'm thinking that is helpful, that is impactful. The problem was when it came to content creation, what had happened is that I had seen it through this lens that was so rigid and had so many rules and was to be done a certain and particular way. even though intellectually I knew otherwise, I was hearing it from so many people. You got to have the right hook. You got to have the right title. You got to have the right thumbnail. It's got to go here. You got to have this color. You got to say this. You got to make 3 points, no 5 points, no 1 point, no 2 points, no 10 points. Don't make any points at all. Don't even record the video, right? That's what happened, because I didn't record the videos. I didn't record the content. I didn't make videos like this that someone like you listening right now is potentially being impacted by. I wasn't recording. And I've recorded many times in the past, but I was still adhering to these rigid rules and tried to create rules that still were quote unquote my own, but they still had rigidity to it, not fluidity. And so for me right now, I'm taking a light approach. I'm not caring how many times I post a day, when I post, where I shoot, how I shoot, right? I'm just doing it because, you know, you got somebody like Joe Rogan. I use him a lot as an example, or somebody like Abraham Hicks that I follow. There are literally thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people a day taking clips from a Joe Rogan podcast or an Abraham Hicks workshop. And they are making clips. And this is not happening for these two people, by the way. This is happening by thousands of people right now, celebrities and different people that you pay attention to. There is somebody, you might be one, I don't know, who takes clips and goes, hey, I don't know what I have to say, but I know they got something good to say and I can get a lot of exposure, maybe make some money by promoting this person's thing. Right. So they get all these free editors and people who are snippeting out, making clips from their stuff that they do, and putting out in the world. Meaning, no, Joe Rogan and his team isn't going, you know, guys, there was 4,700 clips loaded today. There was another 47,000 hours of my content loaded onto the internet. We got to start stopping these people. We got to slow them down. We got to slow them down. There's just too much. There is too much going out there. The people can't handle it. They can't handle it. And I go, he ain't doing, I bet my life that he's not doing that. He's like, man, this is great, guys. Like, we don't even have to do anything. We just load these things up and then just thousands and thousands of people edit our stuff for us for free and put us out there, right? So I realized, well, we can do that for ourselves. There's different technologies and things. I can sit here and 60 seconds, load a video up. There's some softwares. I can get a little help. Bada bing, bada boom, and things are going out, right? And rather than go, well, I should probably only post once a day. We don't want to upset anybody. Don't want to bother him. I posted once today. I'm good. I got 40,000 other thoughts in my head, but I'm good. I'll get 40,000 new ones tomorrow. But you know what? I'll never catch up. And I'm not going to catch up regardless. But my intention in putting things like this out there is to make a difference in someone's life, right? To encourage someone that is stuck and confused. And I spent a couple years where, professionally speaking, I was stuck. I knew what I loved doing. And I know I love doing things like this. I know I love coaching people. I know I love helping someone, hearing them and helping them get unstuck, get unraveled, you know, rediscover themselves and break out and go do something, whatever it is that they want to do. I don't know what that is. Some people come in thinking they want to do one thing, and I don't care what you want to do. I only care what you want to do. I have no agenda in helping you do something that I want you to do. I only have an agenda in helping you do what you want to do that you're not doing, because you're not taking little T's. You're not taking little tiny imperfect actions that are leading to massive big results that'll make an incredible impact on your life. And by me showing up right now and taking these little T's every day, the little imperfect actions, it feels amazing. And so I just encourage you to take a little tiny imperfect action today. Tiny, but mighty. So keep rocking, keep rolling. If you need any help, any personalized, specific, you know what? Where's that? Hold on one second. My buddy sent me this yesterday. I'm back. This is a great thing with my coaching. Here it is. He sent me this. There's no digital training you'll never watch. There's no weekly calls you won't attend. There's no endless automated emails you won't open. There's no one-on-one Zoom calls you have to wait weeks for a question. It's 100% energy, focus, and dedication to your specific needs. With one-on-one private, it's like a private podcast with you and me. That's it. If you want to check that out, you want to have some fun, you want to be encouraged, you want me to have someone that you can bounce your ideas off of, that you can feel safe and secure in a non-judgmental place, then reach out. You can go on over to the good old mindmechanic.net. Contact me there. You can DM me on pretty much any platform. Send me a message, reach out, and we'll have fun. So rock and roll. Have an incredible day. And we'll talk soon. Take some tea.